Part A. Number 1. What is the sixth month? What is the sixth month?
A. It's Friday. B. It's June. C. It's August.
Number 2. What did you like to do in elementary school? What did you like to do in elementary school?
A. I like to play dodgeball. B. I liked to read comics. C. I liked my elementary school.
Number 3. How was your weekend? How was your weekend?
A. It was so-so. B. I stayed home. C. It is great.
Number 4. Are you looking forward to the concert? Are you looking forward to the concert?
A. Yes, I am exciting. B. Yes, I'm very excited. C. Yes, I think I will be exciting.
Number 5. What is your friend like? What is your friend like?
A. She likes apples. B. She is like my friend. C. She's a little shy, but really kind.
Part B. Number 1. Welcome to Texas Burger. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like a cheeseburger with French fries and one large Coke.
All right. Is that for here or to go? Welcome to Texas Burger. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like a cheeseburger with French fries and one large Coke.
All right. Is that for here or to go?
A. To go. And also, I would like an apple pie. B. I'll go there after I order. C. It's for my friend. She will be here soon.
Number 2. Doesn't this bus usually come at 4:30?
It usually does. But today is the holiday schedule.
Doesn't this bus usually come at 4:30?
It usually does, but today is the holiday schedule.
A. Is it the holiday schedule? B. Do you know when the next one is coming? C. I didn't know that tomorrow was a holiday. Number 3. What a nice tie.
I'm glad you like it. It's my favorite these days.
You have good taste. What a nice tie.
I'm glad you like it. It's my favorite these days.
You have good taste.
A. I haven't tasted it. B. It is delicious. C. To tell the truth, it was a present from my wife.
Number 4. Where do you want to eat tonight?
Well, I was thinking about Indian food, but it's very hot.
Where do you want to eat tonight?
Well, I was thinking about Indian food, but it's very hot.
A. I can wear short pants. B. That's okay. I like spicy food. C. India is very hot. Number 5. Is your pen broken?
No, I'm just out of ink again.
Is your pen broken?
No, I'm just out of ink again.
A. You can borrow mine. B. You can lend me this one. C. You can put the ink out. Part C. Number 1. I'd like to make a reservation. My name is Tom Bradley.
Okay. For how many nights, Mr. Bradley?
For March 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I need a single room. I'd like to make a reservation. My name is Tom Bradley.
Okay. For how many nights, Mr. Bradley?
For March 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I need a single room.
Question. How many nights would Tom like to stay at the hotel?
A. 2 nights. B. 3 nights. C. 4 nights.
Number 2. What are you planning to do after work today, Tom?
Well, if I can finish by 5 o'clock, I will go to the gym to exercise. But if I get off later than that, I won't have time. The gym closes pretty early.
You didn't hear? There will be a meeting today from 4:45. It's going to be a long one, too. More than an hour.
Oh, that's too bad.
What are you planning to do after work today, Tom?
Well, if I can finish by 5 o'clock, I will go to the gym to exercise. But if I get off later than that, I won't have time. The gym closes pretty early.
You didn't hear? There will be a meeting today from 4:45. It's going to be a long one, too. More than an hour.
Oh, that's too bad.
Question. Where will Tom probably be at 5:30?
A. He will be at the gym. B. He will be at home. C. He will be at the office.
Number 3. You don't look so good, Tom. What's the matter?
I'm not feeling very well. I have a bad headache, and I feel cold.
You should go to see a doctor, or at least take some cold medicine and get some rest.
I don't like going to the doctor, but I think you are right. I'll go in the afternoon.
You don't look so good, Tom. What's the matter?
I'm not feeling very well. I have a bad headache, and I feel cold.
You should go to see a doctor, or at least take some cold medicine and get some rest.
I don't like going to the doctor, but I think you're right. I'll go in the afternoon.
Question. What will Tom probably do in the afternoon?
A. He will try to get warm and take some medicine. B. He will rest if he can. C. He will visit a doctor.
Number Number 4. Why don't we have Mary's farewell party at the office, Tom?
I don't think it's a good idea. We should have it at a restaurant.
But we don't have enough money for that. Nobody will agree.
Well, then, let's have it at my home.
I like that idea. Now, what about the date? Why don't we have Mary's farewell party at the office, Tom?
I don't think it's a good idea. We should have it at a restaurant.
But we don't have enough money for that. Nobody will agree.
Well, then, let's have it at my home.
I like that idea. Now, what about the date?
Question: Where will they have the party?
A. At the office. B. At Tom's house. C. At a restaurant.
Number 5. Thanks for bringing this instant ramen, Hiroshi. But I don't know how to make it. I can't read the directions.
I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't think about that. They are written in Japanese.
So what do I need to do?
Just add boiling water here, add this package, close the lid, and wait 3 minutes. It's really quite simple.
Thanks for bringing this instant ramen, Hiroshi. But I don't know how to make it. I can't read the directions.
I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't think about that. They are written in Japanese.
So what do I need to do?
Just add boiling water here, add this package, close the lid, and wait 3 minutes. It's really quite simple.
Question: What is Tom's problem?
A. He can't read Japanese. B. He doesn't know how to cook. C. He doesn't like instant ramen.
Part D. Kevin is a second-year student at Greenville High School. He studies very hard and is one of the top students in his school. His favorite subjects are English, science, and Spanish. But he is not a big fan of math or social studies. Kevin will be starting his third year soon, and then he will finish high school in May of next year. Recently, he has been thinking about his future. One of his dreams is to travel around the world. Of course, he wants to go to university, but he thinks he is not ready. He would like to spend 1 year traveling and learning about the world. He also thinks it is a good chance to improve his Spanish. Kevin has a part-time job, and he has saved a lot of money, so he doesn't need to ask his parents for money. His parents think his idea is foolish and want him to go straight to university. Kevin doesn't know what to do.
Please listen again.
Kevin is a second-year student at Greenville High School. He studies very hard and is one of the top students in his school. His favorite subjects are English, science, and Spanish. But he is not a big fan of math or social studies. Kevin will be starting his third year soon, and then he will finish high school in May of next year. Recently, he has been thinking about his future. One of his dreams is to travel around the world. Of course he wants to go to university, but he thinks he is not ready. He would like to spend 1 year traveling and learning about the world. He also thinks it is a good chance to improve his Spanish. Kevin has a part-time job, and he has saved a lot of money, so he doesn't need to ask his parents for money. His parents think his idea is foolish and want him to go straight to university. Kevin doesn't know what to do.
Number one, what year is Kevin at Greenville High School? What year is Kevin at Greenville High School?
A. He is a first-year student. B. He is a second-year student. C. He is a third-year student.
Number two, what are Kevin's least favorite subjects? What are Kevin's least favorite subjects?
A. He doesn't like English or science. B. He loves math and social studies. C. He does not care for math or social studies.
Number three, when will Kevin finish high school? When will Kevin finish high school?
A. He'll finish in May of this year. B. He has already finished high school. C. He'll graduate in May of next year.
Number four, what is Kevin's dream? What is Kevin's dream?
A. He wants to travel around the world. B. He wants to save up money in his part-time job. C. He wants to spend a lot on a trip.
Number five. What do Kevin's parents think of his dream? What do Kevin's parents think of his dream?
A. They don't think it is a good idea. B. They completely support it. C. They have no strong opinion.